Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Orioles and Rangers, game two of the three-game series tonight at 6:30. Baltimore Baseball Night at 5:30. That's Bob Haney and Jim Hunter live from Pickles. Orioles, they are in the news or rumored to be making trades by the deadline. Most people have them selling, but Jim Bowden has them as a potential buyer. And here he is talking about Mike Elias and him being on the clock.
Look, what I would want as an owner is I would want him to come into my office and tell me the plan. Give me the long-term plan with this team that you have right now. Give me the core pieces that we're going to be building around and where they're going to play, and then tell me what your plan is right now at the trade deadline, since we're only a little over 2 months away from it. Give me your plan there, and then go through the farm system and give me the timetable of the prospects like Bradfield that you think are ready. Well, you know, is he ready to replace Mullins next year in center field? Like, I need this laid out for me, and that's what the owner needs to do. He doesn't need to go hire a consultant. He needs Mike Elias to come in and give him the actual plan. And then Mike, you know, he's on the clock. I mean, this trade deadline, you're on the clock. You got a lot of pieces that contending teams are going to want. You're also in a fortunate position that a lot of the teams that are not in the race don't have a lot to trade.
So there's Jim Bowden. I think that was on with us talking about Mike Elias being on the clock. And could part of the plan be trading Sam Basayo for a frontline starting pitcher? Because that's what Jim Bowden suggested in his last Athletic article.
Yeah, he had them trading what? McDermott, Basayo?
And Povich as well?
Or was it... I got to find it.
It's three guys.
There's been so many different things that have come out lately about potential trades. But yeah, I mean, he had them trading Basayo, Povich, and something else for Alcantara. Like, and Alcantara, before his Tommy John, he was a top 10 pitcher in this league for sure. He's still young and he's cost efficient, but you've held on to Basayo this long and he's this close. And I get it. Right now, the arrow's down on McDermott. The arrow's down on Heston. The arrow is down on Mayo. He's starting to buck that trend, but people are going to see a little bit more. And you've already lost some value because you can't sell him as a third baseman anymore.
No.
I'd say the arrow is down overall in that regard. Recent first round picks, you know, Bradfield and Honeycutt are nowhere close or not, you know, and even their upside, I think a lot of people would tell you they're on contending teams that they're fourth outfielders at best right now, the way a lot of people in the industry would look at it. So that's the state of their farm system. So to give away your crown jewel now, and your 1-1 catcher has regressed markedly over the last 12 months.
And is hurt.
Right. So I don't want to go there. And I've been someone who's been willing to trade. Look, was I willing to trade him for Ohtani? I was. That's Ohtani when he was an Angel, when there were rumors that he'd be traded, and then Artie Moreno killed it all anyway, and they wouldn't trade him. And then he got hurt. But I'm not averse to trading him. Like, would I have traded Jackson Holliday for Tarek Skubal a year ago at this time? I would have. I don't want to. I think you're going to hear a lot about Basayo between now and the deadline. And it would have to be a hell of a trade for me. And as much as Alcantara's looked a little better lately, the changeup is not the changeup from before. And I'm not sure that they're just an Alcantara away.
Well, isn't that the point? Like, if you tell me a scenario where this is the Orioles from 2 years ago and Sam Basayo is at least having a good year, they're on a 100-win pace, and they're a World Series contender, and you want to trade for Alcantara to help you get you over the top, I'm here to listen. But this team stinks.
I mean, you'd have him for a couple years, so it's not a rental by any stretch. But I still don't know that he puts them over the top enough.
It's not a rental, but I'm with Ken 100%, where it's the timing of all of this that would make no sense. So in a year where you're not going to make the playoffs, you're going to take a big swing with one of the top prospects in all of baseball, it doesn't make much sense. And you're right, it's not a rental, but he's pitching the remainder of this year in a non-playoff year, so you are losing some of that
value.
Well,
you might even shut him down after a certain innings point just because of all the time he missed and to try to get him ready for next year where, okay, now we're on the clock. We got 2 years with this guy on a team-friendly deal. We need to win a World Series. Oh, yeah, and by the time that clock's up, Gunner's probably gone anyway, so...
And if you were to go down this rabbit hole, then are you doing what Rosenthal was saying, where you're buying and selling? Like, that wouldn't be your only move.
No, you would have to, because exactly. You better start replenishing.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you trade Sam.
You still got to trade O'Hearn and Mullins and, like, Eflin.
Exactly. Because if you trade Sam, Sam is carrying this farm system.
And they're probably going to ask
right
for Heston, too,
sure.
Or whatever. Yeah. And at this point, you might, like, you want to talk about Arrow down. I mean, that's...
Well, and you talk about Leopards not being able to change their spots. Like, they could have. There was a scenario where they could have traded Heston and Mayo and a couple other pieces and gotten Garrett Crochet in the offseason.
Could have absolutely done that.
But they chose not to, and now you're going to switch and trade Basayo when the team is a colossal disappointment? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and outside of that, again, our friend Kylie McDaniel, right? We talked about the Athletic piece ranking their top 30 trade chips last week. Kylie's got his top 50. There's not a whole lot of starting pitching out there. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea that you're going to trade Basayo and solve your pitching situation, not just for next year, but for years to come, because you've got nobody healthy signed for next year, right? Yeah, you've got control on Bradish and Grayson. They're not healthy.
Mm-mm.
Like,
you can help.
I don't know where else you're going. You know what I mean? Like, are we in still? Castillo is on the wrong side of 30. You know, like, let's say the Mariners try to do that, like. Okay, but what's he going to be like in 2 years from now? In the final year of that deal, like that would scare me, you know? Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller's a guy. Mitch Keller is like Eflin a year ago. Like, no, you need better than that.
I'd be more interested in Castillo again if they were good. Like, if we're talking about a team.
Well, you've got control, but not enough control for me to trade Basayo for that guy on the wrong side of 30.
No.
I just... think they need to be really careful with that kid in particular, especially given how it's turned out for pretty much everybody not named Westy, Jackson, and Gunner right now.
Orioles are getting ready for game two of their three-game series against the Texas Rangers. 6:30 first pitch, 5:30 Baltimore Baseball Night Live from Pickles. Bob Haney and Jim Hunter coming up next. We'll talk Orioles and we'll talk Ravens. Morgan Atsit. Sports, Fox 45. She joins us next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.